Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's the toll-free number, and you can take control of the phones. Bring up anything from a political issue to a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes if you make the call. 800-259-5791, the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming there for you. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as the dial-up version. Totally free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, again, you take control, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we get to bring up what we want to. And I want to get to some emails tonight, Manwich, because we have a variety of them, and some of them are pretty good. So we'll get to that. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. But I want to start with this article, which was emailed to us.
Okay.
So, interesting. New FCC rules are looking to put the nicks on some television programming, specifically for your kids. You wouldn't think the FCC is going to go after kids' TV shows and shut them down or anything like that. That's not what this is about. It's just basically tightening the noose on the producers of kids' television shows.
Shows for kids or shows by
kids?
Okay.
Shows for kids.
I was going to say, shows by kids must be really bad.
No, I don't think there are very many shows that are by kids.
Oh, they do have those, like, the middle school audio-visual department does the news.
No. This one from, let's see, Media Post. Kids TV networks are looking at some real financial damage should proposed Federal Communications Commission rules take effect in January. The new rules are pushing commercial kids programmers to become like public broadcasters, and perhaps even that isn't far enough for the FCC. The FCC, which already sets limits on advertising to children in shows, now wants to limit the promotional time that networks can use to tout other shows as well as their kids-related websites. The FCC also wants to continue the requirement of 3 hours a week of educational or cultural programming for a broadcaster's primary and digital multicast channels. And there's no room for any funny business. Education programs must be regularly scheduled and can be preempted only 10% of the time, especially when, typically when networks on Sundays, for instance, give their sports programming early starts. So if there's a football game and you normally have kids programming on, you can only preempt the kids programming 10% of the time, according to these new rules. The 1990 Children's Television Act says stations and cable operators can't air more than 10.5 minutes of commercials per hour on the weekends and no more than 12 minutes per hour during the week. New rules say the promotional time is now limited and gets put into the advertising weekly time. New rules say the promotional time is now limited and gets put into the advertising weekly time constraints. Now, here in the radio business, there's been some competition recently in regards to on-air advertising. The big behemoth of the radio industry, Clear Channel, has instituted a new policy called Less is More. You're familiar with this policy.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, the idea is a Clear Channel-wide on all of their 800, 1,200 radio stations that they have, they have already implemented this. They're cutting down on the commercial time that they have per hour. And the intention is that, their thought is if we cut down our commercial time, then more people will stay tuned for longer. They're more likely to stay tuned through a shorter commercial break than they would be through a longer commercial break. So it makes sense to me, and the reason I bring that up is the FCC didn't mandate that Clear Channel do that. The FCC didn't mandate that broadcasters have X amount of commercials per hour. I mean, if we wanted to, we could put 20 minutes of commercials in this show per hour, but that would be bad if we did that.
It would certainly have us on the high end of talk radio as far as commercials go.
Yeah, it's outrageously high end. I mean, 20 minutes per hour. We could do it. We have the freedom to. There's no regulation that is restricting us to a certain number. And my point is that why doesn't the FCC just let competition happen? Does it have a problem with competition?
Because they surely don't understand it. I mean, they think we're the government, we're in charge,
right,
and we've got to make sure that the right thing happens.
Yeah, we wouldn't want kids to see commercials. Well, having fewer commercials to sell, according to the article, is the main reason that major kids programmers want these rules stopped, as well as the fact that major media companies' internet businesses will be hurt because the rules will limit how much time websites can be promoted. Why would you want to do that? I mean, if I was a kid's television programmer and I had an extra 30 seconds during one of my commercial breaks and I could play a promo from one of my own websites, why shouldn't I be able to do that? Do you not want kids to go on the web? Do you want them to continue being TV-watching zombies for their whole life?
Well, I think what it does guarantee is that kids aren't going to be watching network television much longer. They're going to be watching, the basic cable-providing networks like USA and Nickelodeon, that kind of thing. FCC has nothing that they can say to these channels.
Are you sure about that?
It's my understanding.
As I understand it, the FCC does have some sort of control over cable.
Hmm.
Now, if I'm wrong, I would love to know. 800-259-5791. That's how I understand it. Anyway, so all of this seems like a lot of oversight from the FCC from an editorial business point of view. One wonders why it doesn't go even further and just ban all advertising and promotion to kids, which is ultimately where it would like to go, probably, if it could. And that would be the best protection for these young children's minds, one of the major goals of the FCC. With little or no commerce coming from these shows, kids' TV, already the most regulated content on commercial TV, would become like public broadcasting. And then the article goes on to point out that Disney and Viacom already have commercial-free networks. You know, you have to pay for them in advance. Well, maybe we should just stop producing kids' television shows altogether.
Apparently that's what they want. If they want to make the business so hard
right.
that you can't do the business, it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away because people...
Of course not.
But they're just going to make it so difficult that it's not the profit center that it was.
But in regards to the promoting of the websites for the kids, my fiancé has been taking care of some of her friends. They have young children, little girls like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She brings her over and she gives her activities and things to do. And... they have this video called, Dora the Explorer. I mean, parents know what this is, right? It's like it's big, like Sesame Street is big
okay.
for kids. And during the video, there's these little segments where Dora, the character, will basically turn to the camera as though she's talking to the kids watching the show and will ask, hey, where's the big mountain? And you can see the on the television, there's different things on the screen and... obviously, there's a big mountain there, and the intention is for the kid to point out the big mountain. I mean, this is like for 3-year-olds and this
sure.
is like for little kids. But then after like a 10-second wait, then they show you what the correct answer is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a video. There's no way that the kid can choose wrong, and it'll always reveal what the correct answer is. It's just like watching this, I thought, gosh, this would translate so much better on the computer, where a kid could actually, take a mouse and click on the answer,
mm-hmm.
and if the kid was wrong, it would say, no, that's not the mountain. There's no being wrong with the video. You can't be corrected if you're wrong. They just
right.
give you the right answer eventually.
Sure.
And so it seems to me like the future of programming, is for kids at least, should be on the web. And why the FCC wants to prevent these providers from promoting their own websites is just bizarre to me. I just don't understand that. These people are so out of touch, the FCC, so out of touch with how business works. It's just perfect. I mean, bureaucracies are like this, man, which they don't have any idea what the marketplace is like. These bureaucrats that are in the FCC, I don't think they've ever really actually had any sort of experience in ad sales or programming or anything like that. I think they're just do-nothings who sit around and push pencils all day, and they just come up with these wonderful little ideas to protect the minds of our children.
Well, what's going to happen is, although if they keep on constraining kids' programmings, what they're able to do as far as, advertising their website and advertising different products, is advertisers will find it less lucrative to be there, and there will be less kids programming. They'll just minimize the amount of kids programming.
Yeah, they'll do the bare minimum required educational programming content, which is like 3 hours a week or something like that, and that'll be it. I think it's crazy. We need to get rid of the FCC. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Next up, an email that says, we go too far on this show. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we've got voting. You can vote for the show. In fact, we need your votes because they do a lot for us, man, which they allow us to actually get free press coverage. Not to mention a bunch of free listeners as well. I mean, a bunch of listeners coming across the show that they might not have come across it otherwise. We're talking about PodcastAlley.com, which is kind of the central hub for all things podcast. And as you may or may not know, we're a radio show first and foremost, but we also archive the show, and then we put it out via podcast, so we have thousands of people around the world that listen to the show in that format. And so being the number one or in the top 10 podcast, we're currently number two, can do us a lot of good because a lot of people come to PodcastAlley.com. The first thing they look at is the top 10, and they say, well, let's take a look at this show here right at the top. Well, we want to be that show, and we were that show for a number of days this month thanks to your votes. If you have yet to vote for us in the month of October, you can go straight to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, vote.freetalklive.com. And, of course, this is the show about your call. So let's go to the phones. To Karen in South San Diego. There we go. In California. Karen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nowich. Hello.
Well, hello, boys. How are you doing tonight?
Well, excellent. What's up, Karen?
Well, I came up with this idea about the Middle East, and I've talked with it with many people at work and my friends, and I think I've hit on a way for the Arabs and the Jews to live together successfully.
Okay.
And I want to hold up. I want to hold up the concept here that it's all about injustice, right? It's all about the decision to establish the Palestinian homeland, establish a Jewish homeland. And here in America, we have the actual prototype, which is that we took the land away from the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because of the mistakes of people who were very forthright and what they felt was right, we shoveled these people off onto godforsaken reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes, we did.
Guess what? What are they opening up? Casinos.
Yes.
Right? And they're getting very wealthy on this. So I think what we should do is we should get all of the PLO people together, and they should open up casinos.
I think it's a fabulous idea.
I think that would be great.
Well, what would prevent them from doing that, though?
Well, they would be the best managers because they don't drink. They can't gamble because of the Koran. So they'd be excellent managers. They'd take all that money, and they'd plow it back into their communities, plow it back into, you know, doing things for their people. In the meantime, they'd be making money off of the people they hate the worst, the Israelis.
Well, the service would probably stink.
Well, presuming they would come into the casinos to gamble there anyway. I don't know. Well, it's an interesting idea.
You could get Barbara Streisand to go over there and highlight. You could get all sorts of people. You could get Mel Brooks. I mean, when you think
Mel
about
Brooks
the concept,
is dead.
Oh, that's right. Darn it.
Can't have Mel Brooks, sorry.
Wait, is it Mel Brooks that's dead? I was thinking Mel Blanc. Mel Brooks, is he still alive?
Is he dead? I don't
Get
think
Smart.
He is.
Maxwell Adams is dead.
Maxwell
from Get
Adams.
Smart.
Yeah.
And that has what to do with Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks was behind that show.
Okay.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Isn't it so true that, you know, talk about a community of people that have taken, you know, basically they lost everything. They lost practically their society, their culture. They've taken it and they've turned it around. Well, this is a chance for the Arabian people to go ahead and do the same thing. The Muslim people can go ahead and say, hey, we're not going to take this lying down. We're going to go open up casinos. It's going to be the new Vegas.
Well, you never know what decision makers might be listening to Free Talk Live, Karen. So so can they borrow your idea and not have to pay you any royalties on that?
Oh, I don't want to make any money out of this. I just I just want to see the stardust rising up again.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Karen.
Stardust?
I don't
You're
know.
You're welcome.
800-259-5791.
The casino must have been closed. Stardust Casino?
I don't know. 800-259-5791. Hardy writes us. You can email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com, and I'm being told that Mel Brooks is indeed still alive. Hardy says, hi, guys. A couple shows ago, you were reading a critique of your show on the air. Could you take a similar stance on some of the more fringe liberty issues like privatizing roads that you do for the conspiracy issues? Give a short answer and spin it to some of the bigger issues that have the more libertarian populist appeal. For roads, for instance, how about giving control back to the states? And I think that you advocate for that, don't you, Manwich?
I do. I think that the states, you know, as inept as government is, I think that state governments can probably make their roads connect to each other at state lines.
It doesn't seem that big of a thing.
No, it doesn't seem like that.
He says, why do we need a 19-cent per gallon federal highway tax? The states could just as easily collect their own tax with the states handling all of their road funding, then we probably wouldn't see these huge pork barrel bills like the recently passed federal transportation bill. The feds wouldn't be able to attach the strings to the federal highway funds any longer either. States would be able to make decisions about seatbelt laws and drinking age laws without the political extortion from the feds. So I think he's absolutely right. I think there'd be some huge changes and it'd give us more sovereignty back.
Yes.
As each individual state could set their own rules. He says, with all that said, what's your stance on guns? Should everyone be allowed to own nukes? I think he's being a little tongue-in-cheek there. He started out saying that we shouldn't talk about the extreme issues, and then he asks us a question like that at the very end. Very cute. In regards to should everyone be able to own nukes, well, that's like, do you beat your wife? You know, that question. Or when did you stop beating your wife?
Right.
We think people should be free to do as they please, so long as they don't harm others. And I think to be realistic, if there's someone in the world, someone in America that wants to build their own nuclear weapon, they'll go ahead and do it anyway. They're not going to... Somebody that wants to build a nuke is not going to be deterred by the fact that it's against the law to build the nuke.
I don't think that's true. I disagree with that. I think it's very, very difficult to get uranium-223. that you're going to be required to create one of these reactions. If it was easy to get it, the terrorists would have gotten it by now and created one of these, you know, dirty bombs or one of these suitcase nukes that we hear so much about. I think that this is something the governments have been pretty good about keeping out of the hands. Not perfect.
I don't know about that. I think that you're probably wrong. I think Johnson was telling us that he could build a nuclear weapon.
If he had the right materials.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you're giving the government too much credit. I think that you probably don't realize how easy it would be. I think maybe one of the reasons why there aren't people with suitcase nukes in this country is because maybe there really aren't terrorists. I mean, have you thought about that? Why aren't there terrorist attacks in the United States? I mean, yeah, okay, there was one back on 9/11, allegedly. But are they really stopping them all? Come on. You know as well as I do, Manwich.
They would have to slip through. They certainly don't stop the murders.
Through. There's plenty of people in this country that would, I mean, I would think would want to do these sorts of things. They would already be here. I mean, if there really are these evil, shadowy terrorist cells, then why aren't they doing things? Why aren't they blowing people up? Why aren't they blowing up subway stations and that sort of thing? They're not. So it seems to me like there really aren't terrorists. Maybe it's like a government program or something like that to just justify the FBI and the CIA getting bigger budgets. Wouldn't that make sense? I'm not trying to suggest that I think there's a conspiracy, but gosh, where's all the violence? I don't think that the CIA is putting a stop to it all.
I think that government agencies would let some slip through. I don't know if I agree with what you've got to say. But, you know, the fact is the terrorist attacks that did occur could have been stopped if Americans on those planes were armed.
Absolutely. So it was the government that actually sort of enabled those terrorists. I mean, they didn't realize they were doing that. They thought they were doing what was right. I mean, when the government puts in these rules about you can't have this and you can't have that, the intentions are good. But as you're pointing out here, they disarmed the people that were the front line of defense, the people that were on those planes.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to the should everyone be able to allowed to own nukes, again, okay, man, which even if they can't find uranium, they could still build a big bomb that could do a lot of damage, and you'd never know about it if they were building it in their garage. So that's my point. They're still free to do that if they want to break the law. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyka with today's Car Clinic Minute. When I say clean air, what comes to mind? Green meadows? Ocean breezes? Oxygen bars? Well, forget that and stay tuned, because when I come back, I'll tell you about some smoking clean air. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. A better place than an oxygen bar to suck in clean air is the racetrack. Clean air is a racing term for undisturbed air, the kind the lead driver enjoys when there's no one in front of him. So he cuts through the atmosphere like an aerodynamic knife through butter. On the other hand, dirty or turbulent air created when race cars are bunched together makes cars hard to handle. They slide in corners and weave on straights, like your car behind semis on the highway. That's why drivers try to avoid the pack during a race, so they can enjoy the cleanest air of all afterwards, during the smoking victory lap. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show if you want to, 800-259-5791. And by the way, the phone screening process here at Free Talk Live is virtually non-existent. All we're gonna, all our phone screening will ask you is for your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about, and that can be like one or two words. It can be very simple.
It's a free market in phone calls here at Free Talk Live.
Yes, and the final question is how you're listening to the show. So maybe you're listening via one of our radio station affiliates or online or via podcast, etc. So there you go, 800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where the bulletin board system is there for you to take advantage of with over 56,000 posts, lots of them, and over 900 users interacting, all totally free, and it's a lot of fun. freetalklive.com. So with that, we go to the phones and to the fun to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, well, I'm glad I got on. I've never been on a radio show before.
We have a lot of people like that call our show, Luke.
Yeah, it's so easy to get on. I guess
we'll go easy on you, Luke. What's on your mind?
You just need more listeners.
But, yes, we do.
That's true.
Yeah, or more callers. I don't know.
Well, we do need more listeners. I mean, we always need more listeners. We're only technically on like two radio stations during the week, so we need to make that 200. But it takes time.
Yeah.
With that, what's on your mind, sir?
Nuclear weapons, and I have the answer to whether private citizens should be able to own them.
Okay, great. What's the answer?
I just think that, yes, in theory, but, you know, nobody besides government can afford nuclear weapons because, you know, nobody else has the power to, you know, conduct the vast amounts of theft required to steal money from the population in order to fund that.
Well, Bill Gates could buy one, right? He could afford it.
He could, but, I mean, would he really want to?
Of course not.
I don't really think that Bill Gates has an interest in, you know, annihilating, like, large amounts of the population. I think he'd rather make money off of it.
Right. How many private citizens really do want their own nuclear weapon? Usually it's only megalomaniacal politicians that want these things.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, what about a howitzer in your front yard? What do you think about that?
A who?
What is a howitzer? Is that a rocket launcher? What is that?
I think that a howitzer...
Some kind of a tank?
It fires a projectile that explodes, I believe.
Okay. Is it like an armored vehicle of some sort?
No, you can attach it to a vehicle, but it's just a cannon.
It's a weapon. Okay, I see.
That's a little bit trickier.
Because I've actually seen a guy with one of these in his yard.
Really?
I assume it was not functional. But it was a small one. I mean,
right.
it probably fired a projectile that was maybe 2 inches across.
Gotcha.
But there it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think he's ever shot any of his neighbors with it? Probably not.
It had a little bulletproof barrier in front of it that you could, mm-hmm. you know, hunker down in front of if you were in the midst of the firefight, I suppose, and fire 2-inch projectiles at your enemies.
Well, now think about this. We have people call in from time to time on the show. They're kind of more of the paranoid sort who say, oh, the Chinese military is invading on the southern border, or the UN troops could be coming into the country next week. What are we going to do if that's the case? Well, gosh, if I lived in the neighborhood with a guy with a howitzer, I'd be feeling a little bit more safe.
Yeah.
There
you go.
That's probably true.
Luke, anything else on your mind?
Oh, not really.
Man. Well, thanks for calling in. Do it again sometime.
I will.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791.
You know, if the guy was to fire his howitzer at someone for whatever reason, you know, mm-hmm. blow up their shoot big projectiles into their house and try to blow it up, somebody else would come back to him. You know, it'd be this peace through greater firepower situation. Somebody would just come over with a 9mm and shoot him.
But yeah, sure. Again, I think that people should be free to do these things. And if they're going to amass large quantities of military equipment in their front yard, and you notice this happening as the next-door neighbor or the neighbor down the street, and it bugs you, then maybe you should have considered moving into a deed-restricted neighborhood. Okay? That's the answer for somebody that wants to control their neighbors. Don't do it through government. Do it through a voluntary agreement. In that if you want to come into my neighborhood, you're not allowed to have any howitzers in your front yard. Backyard, well, we'll talk about it. Garage, eh, that's your business.
No one will know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nobody ever knows. Nobody knew that Timothy McVeigh was building a big old bomb to put in the back of a Ryder truck.
And all the laws in the world didn't stop him from doing it.
No, he didn't care. He's dead now, and he obviously didn't care about that either. So
well, as a result, we have further restrictions on purchasing fertilizer from Mr. McVeigh.
Great. So now the plants are dying as a result. Wonderful. 800-259-5791. This one from Tom. He emails in ftl@freetalklive.com. Says, during a recent show, you had some difficulty defining natural law, explaining how humans can know right from wrong, how rights come from natural law, and why natural law is the only legitimate basis for man's law. At the time, I, too, could not come up with a spur-of-the-moment explanation. So
thank goodness, because I was feeling pretty dumb at that time.
So I decided to try to analyze the subject and try and find a way to explain it to my own satisfaction. Maybe you'll be interested in my thoughts. He says, first, if it is natural law, then it must, by definition, be based on the nature of humans. The primary difference between humans and other animals is intelligence, specifically the ability to reason abstractly. We can grasp the concept of our own death. Therefore, we value life. By abstract reasoning, we recognize that other people must also value their lives. The natural law that results from this reasoning is simply that we should not take the life of another person. The right that comes from this natural law is the right to life. That makes sense to me.
Well, all animals don't want to die. I mean, you know, if I start strangling my little schnauzer, sugar butt.
No, no, no. They don't want to feel the pain. They don't realize they're going to die. If the studio beast was to walk out into the street and there was a car coming straight at her,
she doesn't understand the
she does not understand the implications of what is about to happen. When you're squeezing on an animal's throat, you're causing them pain. You're constricting the air passage,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they're going to yipe and yelp and try to escape. I mean, the survival mechanism will kick in for them, but they don't consciously know that, oh my gosh, my life is about to end. Doesn't happen for animals. Anyway, he goes on, saying, we can grasp the concept of liberty and value it for ourselves. Our ability to reason abstractly means we can recognize that other people also value their liberty and that it is their right to be free. So depriving another of that liberty is wrong, and it must be a violation of natural law. The same goes for property. Even a small child can grasp the concept of mine. It's in our nature to accumulate possessions. Taking the possessions of another by force or deceit is therefore a violation of that natural law. How about the difference between right and wrong? How is it that we can all just know the difference? With the exception of those who lack the mental capacity to reason abstractly, we have no problem telling the difference between right and wrong. We know what it is that we value for ourselves, and by that extension, it's wrong to deprive others of those same things. You know, food, water, life. Knowing the difference between right and wrong and actually doing what is right while avoiding what is wrong is a whole different subject. That has to do with integrity or the lack thereof, and doesn't change the basis of natural law. He says, I think it's very important to note that the only way to secure rights to ourselves is to also extend them to everyone else. And that's one of the points that I like to make over and over again on this show. I think it's so critical that if you want to be free, if you think that you're not free, if you think you're being repressed, you have to let everyone else have the exact same amount of freedom that you have, or that you want. So if you want total freedom to do as you please, as long as you don't hurt someone else, so must everyone else have that total freedom. And that means they're going to do things with their freedom that you might not agree with, whether it be have sexual relations outside of wedlock, or
heavens,
go out and purchase some sort of product or service that you think no one should purchase, smoke cigarettes, do
drink
drugs.
Drink whiskey.
You have to let them have that freedom, and we'll come back with more about natural law. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects. at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. We have got, some technical difficulties here. This is still your show. You can still call in, although, again, technical difficulties, 800-259-5791. So we were talking about natural rights, Manwich, and we're reading an email from Tom, and Tom says, just wrapping things up, he's talking about why it is that we have natural rights, where these natural rights come from. And the basic concept that he's putting forth is that, well, because we can reason abstractly, we realize that we value certain things, like our lives and our property and that sort of thing. And so, therefore, since we can reason abstractly in that fashion, we realize that since we're people, we also should extend those rights to other people. That if we value our right to life, you know, if we want to stay alive, we should also allow others to stay alive.
It does seem fair and make sense.
So, he wraps up by saying, I think it's very important to note that the only way to secure rights to ourselves is to also extend them to everyone else. Man-made laws only have legitimacy when they support natural law. Laws against murder, theft, and kidnapping are legitimate. Man-made laws that conflict with natural law can have no legitimacy. Man-made laws that conflict with natural law can have no legitimacy. For instance, involuntary taxation, eminent domain, prohibitions against prostitution, drugs, etc. Seatbelt laws and others, far too numerous to list, have no basis whatsoever in natural law and no legitimacy beyond the threats used to enforce them. So their only legitimacy is the fact that there are a bunch of guys with guns out there saying, you can't do that. That's pretty much it.
It's very true.
He says, by the same token, laws that extend rights to one group deny them to another cannot be legitimate. Natural laws are universal, and any man-made laws extending from them must apply universally. He says, I hope I've made some sort of sense here. I think you have, Tom.
I think so, too.
Says, the exercise has at least cleared up some questions in my own mind, so has not been totally useless. Well, thank you for the email. It was very useful. FTL@freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, you had an issue.
I do.
Where are we going?
Right here.
Actually, sell it.
Sell it for next
sell
hour?
Sell it now. Like, right now.
Okay. It's about George Bush and his plans in Iraq.
We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live in a moment. We might iron out these technical difficulties.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich,
here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photographs. And no, guys, we don't get their phone numbers either. I had an email, I think it was a little tongue-in-cheek, suggesting that we should also post their phone numbers on the website.
Mm, not a dating site.
Now, yeah, even if they did send us their phone numbers, which actually one of them has, we wouldn't post it on the site.
No. You know, if you want to do any dating with liberty-minded gals, probably the BBS is the place to go.
Yeah, there's actually some ladies on there. They're very active, and who knows?
Who knows? You never know.
Anyway, check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. And ladies, it's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, genders, not genders, colors, have sent us their, well, genders at one point.
Yes, at one point we
have sent their pictures in, and we put them up on our site, freetalklive.com. All right.
And if you want to go to the BBS, you can go through freetalklive.com,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can. So with that, man, which should we go to your issue?
Now, I got a little article here. You know, Bush had this sort of staged teleconference with the troops. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. And in it, it's a little quote from him, and
so they handpicked, what they did was they handpicked all of the most vehement Bush-supporting troops.
Sure.
Put them all in the same room and then had a little teleconference.
Right. Well, let me read. President Bush gave a pep talk via teleconference Thursday to U.S. troops and to CRIT, telling them, "We're never going to back down without a total victory in Iraq." Bush talked with about 10 members of Task Force Liberty and Decrit.
What does that mean, total victory?
I don't know.
I don't think he knows what that means. What are the parameters of a total victory in Iraq? Does that mean that there's no more? Because before he was talking about, well, we want to train the Iraqi police force and then hand over control to them and then we'll get out. Well, at what point is it that they're going to be ready? Because the Iraqi police force keeps getting infiltrated by the insurgents.
Mm-hmm.
The insurgents continue to bomb places in Iraq.
And blow up the recruits for the police department whenever they line up for something.
Yeah.
I tell you what, even if I wanted to be in the Iraqi police department, I'm not lining up for nothing.
No way. And so it's never, the insurgency is not going to stop. George Bush must either believe he can stop it. I mean, that must be what it is. He must think that they can, at some point, just put a close on this whole insurgency thing.
Yeah, we'll just kill them all. We won't make any more.
It's not possible. Every time you kill somebody over there, the insurgents become larger. The amount of insurgents becomes larger.
Yep, you kill one of those people, and they've got fathers, brothers, sons, and those people upset.
They get
angry. Even the mothers and daughters are getting a little upset, too. I mean, yeah, there's been more than one case of
the first female suicide bomber in Iraq happened, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean? I mean, we're going to see more of them? Probably.
Probably.
But he says it's going to be, it's possible to win this.
I'd be willing to bet at the beginning of the war, she didn't care about America very much.
Mm-hmm. She thought it'd all be over. Maybe she thought it'd be over in a month or two.
Well, here's his quote. I'm going to assure you of this, that so long as I'm president, another 3 years, we're never going to back down. We're never going to give in. We're never going to accept anything less than total victory. You know, have you noticed that the terror warning sort of went up there in New York? You know, we had terrorist threats in New York. Just when Bush's ratings are coming out kind of bad.
I saw today his ratings have dropped below 40% at this point. 39% of Americans polled are supporting the president, and I think 54% are against the president.
And 28% said we're going in the wrong... everybody but 28% said we're going in the wrong direction.
Wow. More coming back. Hour number two coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live, so take control. We'll talk about drug testing in schools next.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.